And we're going to hear about fuel in your car. And we were told, oh, years ago, I remember, you'd have petrol cars and say, oh, no, you've got to switch to diesel. Not only is it cheaper, but you're protecting the environment because the emissions for diesel is, you know, are much lower. So it's a win-win situation all round. But now there could be some doubt on that. John Sadeau is a professor of physical chemistry at UCC. He's an expert in air pollution and climate change. And John, I believe you're saying diesel is not such a good idea. Is that right?
Well, morning, Declan. Thanks for calling me. Yes, I would say that diesel is not good for the health. But on the other hand, burning any sort of fossil fuel, coal, peat and petrol, is not good for the health. And often does have the things that we often think are more important, it's a question of debate, is impacts on climate change. And we know that they've got impacts on health because the WHO, that's the World Health Organization, not the band, has recently classified air pollution in general and diesel, but not petrol, as a carcinogen. So it's just like cigarette smoke. So we do know that there are problems associated with diesel, with its emissions, particularly nitrogen dioxide and also small aerosol material that can be about 40 times smaller than the width of a human hair.
Right. Okay. Well, what? Let's take it down. What were the positives with the diesel when we were told to switch from petrol?
The main positive was to do with climate change, and that was it is a more efficient engine and therefore uses the fuel more efficiently and therefore releases less carbon dioxide, that's the important greenhouse gas, into the atmosphere. But there are a couple of issues associated with that. I mean, that's leaving aside the health effects that I'm talking about, is that diesels in the past and even today produce large quantities of so-called particulate matter, these aerosols that I just referred to, and they can be black, brown, sooty-like, and they act as an insulator as well as carbon dioxide. Now, diesel throws out more of the particulate matter than petrol, or at least it did. That the current fleet that is on the road probably is a mixture of some of the older type diesel engines and some of the newer types. And it's hoped that in the future, of course, that this is presumably the answer, that from September of this year and in 15 years or so, the newer engines that are diesel will be far less polluting, particularly regards nitrogen oxides and particulate matter.
In layman's terms, is there any way to put a filter on the emissions or the way the fuel is burned off so that these little particles are captured?
Well, yes, that's a double-edged sword. In the last number of years, there have been particulate filters put onto diesel cars. They're not entirely effective, and it depends a little bit on maintenance. So if you were to measure the emissions in the lab, then you might well get very low emissions. On the other hand, if you have your diesel engine on truck or whatever on the road for several years, there may be degradation. And there's very large evidence the fact that on the road tests are somewhat worse than in the lab tests. So particulate filters are there, but the overall process that you have certainly produces the real damager, which is this material called nitrogen dioxide.
So who's at risk most? The person who's walking along the streets inhaling some of the stuff coming out from trucks and diesel cars, or somebody actually sitting in the car?
Well, it's all at-risk population. So the people who are most at risk always when there's air pollution around are the old, the very young, pregnant women, and those who do have sort of chronic heart conditions anyway. So if you do have that, then you are more at risk. Clearly, when you're walking along the street and a great big bus or something belches out smoke, that's not good momentarily. But you really do need longer-term exposure to really develop problems.
So long term, John, you know, is it down to this Tesla car or something, these electronic ones, or what about the buses running on, you know, these chipper fuels or whatever leftovers from a chip shop or whatever that they seem to do in Brazil? Where should we be going?
Yeah, so if we're talking about what's the alternative, I've partly answered that by saying that from September 2015, that there's a whole new standard of diesel engines coming on.
But if we want to cut diesel out and cut those fossil fuels out.
Yeah, but then you don't have to cut diesel out because the new Euro 6 engines are much better at protecting the environment from pollutants. But it will take many years for those engines to come on, and we still have to be vigilant that what happens in a number of years when the cars and trucks get older, that they don't still produce pollutants. If you want the major answer, I guess, an alternative, it's electrification of some sort, whether it be solar power generated or through batteries.
You seem to be giving me a parallel between what happened with petrol when we moved to unleaded. It's that sort of journey.
But there's always parallels when air pollution is concerned. I mean, my message would be that there appears to be no reason at the moment why diesel fuel and transport should be subsidised by the Irish government. It's cheaper at the pumps than petrol, and some businesses can get rebates on the tax. And this is mainly because of that carbon dioxide argument rather than the air pollution. And if they're going to get money for that, money could be spent on a number of things. One is to give the public education about air pollution and climate change, give the medical services some more money, places like the Asthma Society, to combat respiratory disease, and also get the EPA to begin to sponsor a lot more brown skies research on air pollution. So the money would not go to waste if the taxes were increased to some sort of parity with petrol.
Yeah, except the carbon charge seems to go into a fund and a black hole rather than the intention of insulating houses and things like that.
Yeah, this is always a government issue. They don't like predicating taxes to things, but call it a levy then. Sometimes these things can be pushed towards, and they're easier to sell, if you like, to the public. I mean, clearly the transport industry would be somewhat miffed at what I'm saying about increasing the taxes, stopping the subsidy, because they'd say, well, costs would go up, and they would go up. But we have to balance those sort of economic costs of transport with costs to the health services, and also emotional costs to families when their loved ones die.
Thanks, John. Very stark.
Okay, then.
Okay. Good man yourself. Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Goodbye.
John Sudo there, who's professor of physical chemistry at University College in Cork. He's an expert in air pollution and climate change, and that's his take. So the diesel not as good as maybe we thought it was.